Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 23rd. The grains closed higher with May corn up 3.25 cents at 443. That's the highest close since about February 13th. May wheat up 14.75 cents at 585, and May beans up 6.5 cents at 1167.5. After a little bit lower opening in the wheat, we opened up a little bit higher, broke about 7 cents off the opening highs, traded down about 4 cents. We came back and rallied 20 cents off those lows. Pretty good day, obviously, funds in here looking to buy the breaks, which is a good sign out here. Same thing in the corn. We were just a little bit lower early. Funds came in. They weren't huge buyers, and I think we saw some more farmers selling on this rally. The beans, we basically opened up kind of steady, and we're on the firm side most of the day. The oil and meal were really kind of dragging a little bit here. The meal up 90 cents, the oil up 27 ticks. So theoretically, we could have been up, you know, just 4.5 cents or so. We did a little bit better than the crush would have guessed out here. The July-November bean spread closed up another 3.25 cents to 8 cents. That's a good indication here to me that we can move higher. Now, obviously, the bottom line with this grain market is, will the funds continue to buy? We've had three straight days of fund buying. We avoided a turnaround Tuesday here today, so that was positive. And, you know, the funds are listening to some of the weather stories out there about El Nino turning into La Nina in the next month or so. And do they want to be short all this grain with that happening? Technically, the markets look much better. The corn closed over the 10-day, 20, and 50-day moving average. The 10-day is crossing the 20 and the 50-day. That looks good. We've got some resistance overhead in the corn, in the wheat, in the beans on the moving averages. But we certainly can move higher if the funds want to cover more shorts here. We're supposed to get some rains Thursday and Friday down around Kansas. If they don't get them, I think wheat will take another jump. I think we're going to see a little bit more slippage on the wheat on next Monday's report. That's a long way away. The traders today, you know, early in the day, well, let's start with last night. We were a dime higher in the wheat. Looks like traders decided that, yeah, the crop rating was down 5 percentage points, but it's twice the rating as it was a year ago. So the wheat's really not too bad a shape. And I think that broke the market along with maybe some farmers selling out here. But we were able to come back on ideas that maybe, you know, we're going to see a dry period in May and June for the wheat, which won't be helpful. And they brought the wheat back, took out last night's highs. So, you know, all the indicators look pretty good here. So I'm encouraged, and, you know, hopefully we can extend this streak quite a bit, certainly until we get to first notice day. I'm hoping that we see some more rally out here to give us a chance to sell some more. We don't have a whole lot left in old crop, but maybe a little bit more in old crop, and get a little bit better handle on some new crop sales as well. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.